Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, yesterday's prisoner swap that freed Trevor Reed from a Russian prison certainly gave hope, I think, to people that are waiting on news of other prisoners, including Brittany Griner, who's the WNBA player who's been jailed since, she's been a couple of months now, and her next court appearance scheduled for May 19th. Joining us right now to talk more about what the future may hold for the basketball player is Esquire Digital Chief Legal Analyst Aaron Solomon. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. Was yesterday's prisoner swap a positive sign for those like Brittany Griner?
No, I don't think it was. I mean, it's great to be optimistic and say there was a prisoner swap, and it's great for Mr. Reed and his family, but at this point, Russia doesn't really have anything that's a realistic trade for Brittany Griner. If you buy the notion that she's a political detainee, which I think all the evidence is pointing to at this point.
Yeah, and that's a really important point to make, because although she hasn't been classified specifically as a political prisoner, you say that it certainly looks like she is.
There's too much that's up in the air from what happened. So the story that we've been told to believe is that she was re-entering Russia, where she's played professional basketball for 7 years, and according to the Russian government, had trafficking quantities of hashish oil. That would seem like a remarkably dumb move for someone who is one of the greatest basketball players of all time to do, and especially someone who knows Russia really well. I mean, she played 7 years in a top Russian league team. So the whole thing is very, very suspect. It seems that at the time that she was taken, Russia knew they were going to invade Ukraine, looked around Russia and said, who's the highest profile American athlete, period, that we have here? And the answer to that was clearly Brittany Griner.
I'm not sure that Americans realize how many American athletes play in Russia, but there's a lot. There's hockey, there's basketball. A lot of athletes go there, and they make a lot of really good money during their off seasons.
They do, and in fact, there was a great piece in the Los Angeles Times yesterday by Brittany Griner's agent that said, you know, what's the real reason that this all happened? And the real reason it all happened, as you point out, is the fact that at least in the WNBA, the top players have to play in places like China, Turkey, and Russia to be able to even earn a fraction of what a subpar NBA player makes. And that's really the core of the issue why somebody like Brittany Griner, who is arguably the greatest woman basketball player ever, certainly the top player in her generation, why she has to go and earn, basically have a moonlighting job half the season. And by the way, the WNBA is not making it better. They're making it worse with the new collective bargaining agreement that's going to really dramatically fine athletes like Griner, who end up missing WNBA games, to follow an international schedule.
I guess what I'm wondering is, why hasn't the WNBA done more to try to get her released, or even her own Russian team? I mean, they're without her right now. You'd think they would want to free her so she could play.
Sure. So I'll answer the second part of the question first. I think that the oligarch who owns the UMMC Yekaterinburg team, Yekaterinburg is a mining town in the Ural Mountains. It's wealthy with mining money. I think that this person was told, this is way above your pay scale. This is a political issue. So basically stay out of it. You've lost your player. That's life. As far as the WNBA, it's very much like in the beginning, we were saying, why aren't American diplomats working on Brittany Griner's case? Well, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And I'm sure the WNBA is doing what they can do or what they've been told to do. But at this point, it really is kind of a, you know, back channel diplomatic negotiations kind of thing. We cannot rely on the Russian legal system where there is no rule of law to take care of Brittany Griner. And as you mentioned in the introduction, she has a hearing scheduled for May 19th. Which I've said kind of from day one is going to get pushed back again. That wasn't its original schedule, but there's no benefit right now for Russia to give her a real hearing where they look at the facts.
Let's take a look at best case scenario and worst case scenario for Brittany Griner. What would be the best case scenario at this point?
best case scenario is Russia and the United States decide on something that would be a fair trade. Like yesterday, Mr. Reed was a fair trade for a convicted drug dealer who was Russian. If there's a fair trade, Brittany gets to come home as part of the trade. Worst case scenario, everybody's saying, oh, worst case scenario is her going to work in a labor camp. No, worst case scenario is her being killed, either on purpose or by accident. I think that the few worst case scenarios for Brittany Griner are really pretty bleak, and we need to have more transparency as to what's happening in her case.
I would think that Russia would want to proceed very cautiously, though. I mean, they don't want to go to war over this, and I mean war sort of facetiously, but I mean this could really escalate what's already a very tense relationship with the U.S.
Oh, I've definitely joked with people that Russia, it would be in Russia's benefit to wrap her in bubble wrap at this point.
Yeah.
But you know, she's in a real prison. So I'm sure things could happen in a real prison. She's also, again, you know, comparatively wealthy, a superstar. She was well known in Russia. Remember, women's basketball in places like Russia, China, and Turkey are much, much bigger than they are in the United States. And these athletes are very well known. So it's probably not great for an American celebrity, especially someone who's almost 6 feet 10, black, covered in tattoos, yeah, to be sitting in jail in Moscow.
Probably not at all. Have we gotten any indication as to how she's being treated, what her mental state is, what her physical state is? Have we heard or seen anything of Brittany Griner since she was taken into custody a couple of months ago?
Well, yes and no. So, yes, in the beginning, we heard things from her quote-unquote Russian lawyers, which was basically like having no lawyers at all. We haven't had an official release come from the U.S. government. All that we heard yesterday after Reed's release is that the U.S. government is still working on her case.
Very, very interesting. Of course, we didn't expect Trevor Reed to be released yesterday, and he was. So there is certainly hope, but this puts things into perspective for sure. Aaron, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for shedding some light on this.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
You bet. Bye-bye.